Hi, my name is Della.
Hi, my name is Fanny.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Della and Franny are sisters who live on a farm near Sparta, Ontario. They know all about libraries, but like everyone else in Elgin County, none of us have seen the inside of a library since last March. Thanks to them for helping out with Check It In, Check It Out. And thanks to Martha for inviting Check It In, Check It Out to her home. Since none of the libraries are open, we decided to make our show where we can physically distance from each other. Franny and Della are sisters, and Martha is their grandma. And I'm Julie Berry, your host here at Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigg. Our stories today are about some animals who are looking for a friend. They can't seem to find anyone to play with or to talk to. Della and Franny really missed playdates with their friends after COVID-19 arrived last March, so these stories are just right. Della is reading the first one. Find a cozy place where you can curl up and listen.
This story is called The Heart of a Whale, written and illustrated by Anna Pignataro. Whale's song was so beautiful, it could reach the farthest of faraways. It sang of happiness and hope, magic and wonder, always and every whale.
Always and every whale.
And every whale. An orchestra for a ballet of ocean flowers. Whale sang day after day, night after night, warmly weaving a path of starlight into the seagrass taller than a forest. And through the wild and tangled undergrowth, but even with the roaring waves above him, even with the pounding drumbeat of his heart, even with his song, Whale thought how quiet the sea could be at times, and how there was no song big enough to fill his empty heart. Whale sighed. His sigh drifted away like a wish that the ocean carefully gather and carry for him, past seabeds, through fathoms, over dream turtles and forgotten treasure, to another, who followed the wish through the sea, all the way to the whale with the empty heart. Together they sang of happiness and hope, magic and wonder, always and everywhere.
Our next story is about lizards that can change color whenever they want to. They are called chameleons, and they live in the rainforests and the deserts of Africa. Chameleons that live in the rainforests are usually green, and the ones that live in the deserts are usually brown. But all chameleons have the ability to change colors if they want to hide from their enemies or from the little bug they are hoping to sneak up on and eat. They will change into the color of whatever thing they are hiding on. They can even get stripes and polka dots if they want to. Here's Della to introduce the book we're going to read next. The voice of the chameleon is done by Franny.
This book is called Blue Chameleon by Emily Gravett.
Once there was a blue chameleon who was tired of being alone.
I'm lonely,
she said. One day, she came upon a yellow banana lying on the kitchen counter. The chameleon changed her color to a nice bright yellow with a few brown speckles, just like the banana.
Hi,
she said, but the banana kept on being a banana and didn't move or say anything. A little later, the chameleon met a pink cockatoo pecking around for food under a tree. The chameleon turned pink and said,
Hello, hello, hello.
But the cockatoo just looked at the chameleon and kept on eating her lunch. Not long after that, the chameleon met a snail. She turned all swirly and stripy, just like the snail, and said,
Nice to meet you.
But the snail slowly slid by without saying a word. Then the chameleon found one cowboy boot sitting at the side of the road. It was brown with a long pointy toe and a spur on its heel. The chameleon did her best to look like that boot and tried to talk like a cowboy.
Howdy!
But the cowboy boot kept on being a cowboy boot, and everybody knows cowboy boots can't talk. It wasn't long before the chameleon saw a red and white striped sock hanging by one clothes peg from a clothesline. Of course, the chameleon turned into a red and white striped lizard and hung by her tail from the clothesline.
Can I hang out with you?
She asked. The sock was just a sock. There was a white ball on the lawn underneath the clothesline. The ball had purple polka dots. The chameleon rolled up into a white lizard with purple polka dots and tried to get the ball's attention. Psst! Psst! The ball laid there on the lawn and did not move or say one word. Next, the chameleon met a beautiful gold fish in a fish pond. She turned herself into a lovely shade of gold and tried to speak in the bubbly language of fish. But the fish stared back and didn't so much as make a single bubble in reply. When the lonely chameleon spotted a grasshopper, she changed her color to a bright green with dark green stripes. But the grasshopper just hopped away.
Come back,
said the chameleon. But the grasshopper did not come back. By now, she was feeling very discouraged. She lay down on a gray rock and turned a light shade of gray, and she said,
I give up.
The next page of this book is white, but if you look very hard, you can see the lonely chameleon lying there as white as the page. And you can also see a little lizard-like paw tapping the white chameleon on her tail. When you turn the page, you see our lonely chameleon has turned into a very colorful creature with zigzaggy green and yellow stripes and pink polka dots and blue stars. And there's another chameleon with her, and she has the same colorful stripes and polka dots and stars. How about we finish up these two stories with a riddle? Take it away, Franny.
Why did the pony get sent to his room?
I don't know. Why did the pony get sent to his room?
He wouldn't quit horsing around. Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. And thank you to all the folks at Radio Debrick for putting our show on the air. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio Debrick on Monday and Wednesdays at 5:15.
And if you missed the show, don't worry, because you can get any of our shows as podcasts on the Elgin County Library website. And many, many thanks to Della and Franny for helping out with the show, and to their grandma, Martha, for letting us make our show at her home. I'm Julie Berry. Thank you so much for listening. Due to COVID-19, all of the libraries in Elgin County are closed until further notice. But the Elgin County Library website is always open and ready to help you with cool apps, access to books, movies, magazines, and online learning. You can even find all the Check It In, Check It Out shows there. If you're not sure about how to get what you need, there's a chat line with a library assistant available to answer your questions. The libraries all across Elgin County have extended their Wi-Fi signals, so you can access Wi-Fi from outside their buildings. And now, you can borrow real live books and other materials and arrange to pick them up at your neighborhood library. It's all there on the Elgin County Library website. Check it out today and see what the library can do for you and your family.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.